Let's now change gears. I'm going to go to the Heart Medley. Okay. Let's stay standing for a second. I'll get you a rest in a minute, but let's be up. Here's our B flat. First chord, put the pitch on the L sound. Or whatever your pitch is. Here we go. Okay, let me hear just bass and varies. First pitch. Nowhere close to an octave. Try this again. Use this pitch. Adjust our basses. Thank you. Here we go. Four different vowels in that. Again, sing. Vowels starting to match, but we have wavering pitch. Okay? Focus in. Listen to your neighbors. Start, please. Everyone, first chord. There is the lead pitch. Now, I have no idea how Jay's going to direct this when he comes into town, okay? And I was just trying to do a couple different things and see if you're following me. And for the most part, we did pretty good. Thank you, everybody. I loved how we did the nice transition between the first song and the second song. We got that nice seven chord in there, and that worked really, really, really well. However, once we started singing Heart of My Heart, there was nothing musical about it, and you were on autopilot. Can we sing the second tune, the Heart of My Heart song? On the rose. Starting measure 33. Here's that E flat. Watch up here for some musicality. Here we go.
Heart of my heart, I love you.
get that in tune, sing that final I love you if you can. Here we go.
I love you.
We need a little just hint of that pitch there. But when we get to that U, I should have lots of bass, second most baritone, third most, and you're just floating up there. Sing I love you again, go.
I love you.
Can't hear bass, you're too loud. Okay, here's what the pitch should be.
Right there.
Where am I at? There it is. Sorry, that should actually be D natural. My bad. You're singing? Natural C. You know it's a half step? You've got to really push that last note to get up there and to make it be in two.